on fate, surprising fate for days. You're elegantly wasted before you lost your spark. Took acid in the park while living in a basement. Now is it strange I can't connect? It isn't strange, but I could check. Walked around to where we kept the box of wax. Lately I know once it's lost, it's never found. I read the parking rules as Amsterdam unspooled and trucks sped on the fedrin. The things we used to see, the sandhogs in the street, the chickens in her bedroom. I can't connect. It isn't strange, but I could check. Walked around to where we met the first time. Overwhelmed and I know once it's lost, it's never found.
Hello, my name is Nat, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm legally obliged to introduce myself, so just wanted to do that right before the best part of the song. So thank you for tuning in tonight. I hope you enjoy some things that you hear, and yeah. Excited to be here. Exciting show. Have a surprise for everybody. Yeah, but anyways, you're listening to Connect by Vampire Weekend, as introduced to me by a dear friend and coworker.
Instead, called it a vacation. Weird fishes.
All right. So that was a lot of beautiful songs in a row. Hopefully they were beautiful to you, but you know, beauty's subjective. So that was Juno by Life Without Buildings, which is a beautiful song. And then you just listened to Weird Fishes, which is a cover of Radiohead by Leanne LaHavas. And then way before all of that was Video by Jane Remover, which I heard this weekend for the first time. Great song. It overwhelms me sometimes to think about, like, yeah, I will just live my whole life and there's just an infinite amount of music I haven't heard, and there's live music that, you know, can only be contained in that moment that I can never possibly experience again. I don't know. There's always things you're missing out on, but then there's always a moment where you are, that everyone else misses out on. So I don't know. I think it's probably not a great system to see life as things you're missing out on, as, you know, it would probably be better to hold it as things you're experiencing instead, because that's all there is, isn't it? Graduating super soon, maybe approaching one of the last radio shows ever. I hope not ever, but what am I thinking? I'm thinking about how excited I am to just be a person in the world, and kind of, yeah, exist beyond this space, like to enter new spaces, and there's just no context about me. There's no context that, like, you know, I'm a student and we're all collectively students. It's been comforting for a while to some versions of myself, but it's really uncomfortable right now. And yeah, I don't know. College has been extremely difficult and excruciating at times, in all dimensions. And I'm really relieved. But it's not like I get out of this place and the world is less corrupt or brighter. It's the same, but different setting, maybe. I don't know, but it's been a lot. It's been a lot. Maybe I know I'll feel differently, you know, in years to come, but I think I can always appreciate that there were some really difficult aspects about being here, and about growing up in this place during pandemic, just, you know, in these times, and give myself grace for wherever I end up in life after this, because who could have known how to go through this better? Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited. I just have no will to do anything that isn't watch this show about this detective who is trying to locate a psychopath, but, like, locates a psychopath, like, multiple times over, and they're actually just in love. And it's really, like, come on now. But also, like, great plot. Who did this? Very cerebral, which I enjoy. I enjoy psychoanalysis. Sorry, I'm grabbing the PSA book because it's time for that. But yes, really enjoy psychoanalysis and whatnot. Don't enjoy psychopathy. But I don't know. As soon as something, well, not entirely. As soon as something's on my phone, I, like, can't register that it's real. But, like, when I need to turn on that mental block, I am able to. But a lot of things don't warrant turning on that mental block. So, where did I go wrong? Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. Of prisoners is in the United States. So, last I checked, there's at least 150 to 175 countries. And we account for 24% of the prisoners in the world. Embarrassing. I don't know. That's awful. I've said it multiple times. I don't know. That's the thing with, like, you know, change is inevitable. And if there's anything that brings me peace when I, you know, cannot find it, or, you know, right now, it's just like there's so much to process. Literally so much is going on. So much is happening. And it's like nothing makes sense, but I think the way that things will go inevitably is to senselessness and chaos and disorder, and things resist things. I mean, yeah, there's like inertia and like resistance to change, but like, I don't know, things resist certainty that isn't on their own terms. And I guess what I mean to say is that all apples decay, and sure, that decay is reversible in some planes, but from our understanding, or maybe my understanding of physics and time and entropy and disorder, is that all of the things that are being held together by force and by, you know, injustice and by intense, strenuous effort and strain, are impermanent because they rely on energetic input, which eventually dissipates. Because it all dissipates into, you know, decay. Everything's going to decay. Everything's going to gravitate towards the lowest energy conformation state, which is particle freedom. And I think before that happens, I really hope there's some sort of social freedom that we achieve as a people. I think I'm going to step off of the soapbox. But to particle freedom, here's a song about togetherness, I think.
Finally. Solitary candle. Something happened on the day he died. Spirit rose a meter and stepped aside. Somebody else took his place and bravely cried.
I'm a black star, I'm a black star.
How many times does an angel fall? How many people lie instead of talking tall? He trod the sacred ground, he cried loud into the crowd.
Take you away.
That was Black Star by David Bowie, and then after that, I played some music that I've been making. I hope that's allowed, and I hope it was enjoyed. And if it wasn't, the space and experience of being able to listen to that in this room makes everything okay, I think. Anyways, thank you all for listening. I appreciate your time and ears and attention. And I hope you pay attention to yourselves this evening. I know you are so cared for and awesome. And loved. This has been Nat, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll probably see you next week. So, take care till then. I don't like that song.